Day to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you have lots and lots of football news for us today.
Kim, it's a big day in international football with a full plate of spicy friendly matches on the menu. In Vigo, Spain is hosting Germany this evening in a high-profile friendly between the last two World Cup champions. A number of top players from both teams are missing through injury. Germany coach Joachim Löw has only 11 players from his 23-man team that lifted the World Cup in July in Brazil. Löw says he's looking forward to the match, but it's a shame both sides aren't at full strength. In another high-profile friendly, Argentina is taking on Portugal at Old Trafford in Manchester, England. This match features two of the world's greatest players, Lionel Messi of Argentina and Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal. Debates about who is greater will surely swirl around the pitch at Old Trafford. Over the past 6 years, the FIFA Player of the Year award has gone to either Ronaldo or Messi, with Messi winning it 4 times and Ronaldo twice. In Dublin this evening, Ireland is hosting the United States. It's the last match of the year for the Americans, who reached the round of 16 at the World Cup in Brazil. USA coach Jurgen Klinsmann says the Irish will provide a very good challenge.
We're looking very much forward to it. I think, you know, for us, it's great to come to Europe and get tested, you know, and get benchmarked and get experience and hopefully improve our team going forward as much as we can, as quickly as we can. I think with Ireland, we have a team that is on the rise, a team that is doing very well in European 2016 qualifiers with, obviously, as you know better than me, you know, a bunch of players in the Premier League Championship. They're proven players. You see a lot of quality in that side. You know, they see the high tempo, you know, the energy that Ireland brings in there, the individual class with certain specific individual players.
Coach Klinsmann and the American players are coming off a 2-1 loss to Colombia 4 days ago. In another friendly international match played at Craven Cottage in London, the home pitch of Fulham Football Club, the USA took an early lead in the 10th minute on a penalty shot by Jozy Altidore, but the Colombians, currently ranked third in the FIFA rankings, responded with second-half goals by Carlos Bacca and Teo Gutierrez.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Cook all meat and animal products thoroughly before consumption. My name is John Obi Mikel. Together we can beat Ebola.
Chelsea and Nigeria midfielder John Obi Mikel is one of the international football stars taking part in a new campaign to raise awareness in the fight against the deadly Ebola disease. Mikel's Chelsea teammate, Ivorian star Didier Drogba, is also participating in the campaign, as well as other stars like Neymar from Brazil and Cristiano Ronaldo. FIFA's chief medical officer is Dr. Jiri Dvorak.
We used our worldwide network, the doctors from African countries, whether from those who are affected, but also from Uganda, from Ghana, from Nigeria, South Africa, contributed to the formulation of those simple messages. But also the club doctors, the national team doctors, helped us in a very short time to mobilize the famous football players. They are institution behind. It's a FIFA, it's the World Bank, it's the WHO. It's actually the slogan says, together we can beat Ebola. So everybody is welcome to participate in those campaign.
Please report any strange illnesses or deaths in your community. My name is Didier Drogba. Together we can beat Ebola.
The Voice of America.
Joining us once again on the VOA is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny, and good evening to all our listeners around Africa.
David, it's time now for our latest African football quiz question. And the first three correct answers will win some of those much coveted and delightful VOA goodies. And now David will give us his latest African football quiz question.
Thanks, Sonny. And the question is as follows. It's African Cup of Nations qualifying time, so I thought it would be a good subject to work on. Which country or countries have never lost at home in an Africa Cup of Nations qualifying match? Now, I stress qualifying match. This question has got nothing to do with the final tournament. Let me repeat that question. Which country or countries have never lost at home in an Africa Cup of Nations qualifying match? And that covers the period from 1966, when the first qualifiers were played, right up, Sonny, till now. And the very best of luck to all those African football wizards out there who listen religiously to our show.
Yes, indeed, David. Good luck to those African football wizards. And now David and I will give our addresses where you can send those entries for David's latest African football quiz question.
VOA!
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
Voice of America!
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. Turning to athletics, Doha was named the host city for the 2019 IAAF World Championships on Tuesday. The decision came after two rounds of voting in Monte Carlo, Monaco. Doha was selected ahead of rival bids from the 1992 Olympic host city, Barcelona, and the northwest U.S. city of Eugene, Oregon. It's another sporting triumph for the Middle East country of Qatar, the controversial host of the 2022 Football World Cup. The Senegalese president of the IAAF is Lamine Diack.
I'm sure that we will have in Doha a wonderful edition of our World Championships. I am convinced they are committed for sport.
The sport of athletics will hold its next outdoor world championships in August of 2015 in Beijing, China. And the 2017 host city is London, like Beijing, a recent Olympic host city. The British, like the Chinese, will also stage the competition in August. The Doha organizers, though, recognize the World Championships will have to be held out of season to avoid the city's searing heat. To spare marathon runners the sizzling conditions, the plan is to hold the long-distance races on fully flood-lit roads after darkness falls in Doha. Speaking to the media in Monte Carlo, the Secretary General of the Qatar Olympic Committee, Sheikh Saud bin Abdulrahman Al Thani, had this to say about the planned dates.
The dates will be end of September, beginning of October. And that date is, you know, is good for everybody in terms of broadcasting, in terms of the calendar of IAAF, the calendar of other international federations.
Oil-rich Qatar certainly has some big money in its pockets. A big money baseball deal now. Miami Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton has signed the most lucrative deal in U.S. professional sports history. The Marlins signed the 25-year-old Stanton to a 13-year contract extension worth $325 million. If you do the math, sports fans, that averages out to $25 million a year. If I ever have dinner with Stanton, I'll make sure he picks up the check. The eye-popping contract exceeds the previous Major League Baseball record of $292 million over 10 years, agreed by Miguel Cabrera with the Detroit Tigers in March. Stanton led the National League with 37 home runs last season, and he's regarded as one of the most feared power hitters in baseball. I think